Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Dating the Calamari Guy. It's never a good sign when your date orders fried squid at a steakhouse. Steve seemed like a nice guy. I met him online, which is how I met virtually all of the guys I went out with. No pun intended. I was 37, he was 42. He worked for a banana company of all things. He made sure that the bananas successfully made it from point A to point B. That was called logistics. I never thought about the travels of a banana before it made it to the grocery store and then into my shopping cart. Apparently, some people get paid to worry about that kind of stuff. Steve was one of those people. He made sure that bananas had a safe and timely journey. I figured that made him organized and responsible. Those were good qualities to have. I was looking forward to getting to know him better. We texted, emailed, and talked on the phone for a couple of weeks. We shared information about our backgrounds, plans for the future, and what we were looking for in a companion. I was discontent with my career and life in general, but Steve seemed happy with his simple life among the bananas. He had advanced in the company many times, and he planned to do so many more times. He seemed content and stable. Those were more good qualities to have. Maybe some of his positive attributes would rub off on me. We decided to meet. Steve suggested my favorite steakhouse in the suburbs. I rarely went there because it was so expensive. He made it clear that he would be paying, and he wanted me to have a great evening. Of course, I was in favor of that. He took the initiative and made the reservations for dinner on a Saturday night. It was nice to have someone else handle things for a change. I had been on my own for so long. I was responsible for doing everything myself. I took care of my house and my car. I was self-employed and was responsible for making sure that all the bills were taken care of. Everything always fell on me. Everything. It was so nice to be with someone confident and competent. I could sit back and relax. I could be myself. It was great. I couldn't wait until our date. Steve was, as he looked in his picture, he was around 6 feet tall, medium build, full head of medium brown hair, no facial hair. Your basic corporate guy. He wore khakis and a button-down shirt. Basic business casual. He arrived at the restaurant on time, of course. It would be a disgrace for a guy who worked in logistics to be running late. It's important to talk the talk and walk the walk, you know. He had a firm handshake and gave me a friendly hug. He was polite to the hostess and waitstaff. He made sure I walked in front of him, not 2 paces behind him, like I was someone that he didn't want to be seen with. He was Mr. Socially Appropriate. Everything was unfolding perfectly. I was going to have a great time, and I was going to eat some steak. This was going to be a great night. We slid into the big booth. I didn't even need to look at the menu. I knew what I was having. House salad with ranch dressing, loaded baked potato, and filet mignon. I wanted my steak prepared very well done, no pink visible. And I needed some ketchup to dip it in. I know, the way I like to have my steak prepared isn't appealing to many people. I have issues. I like my steak well done because I want there to be no reminder that the food that I am about to consume was once a living creature. I am a conflicted carnivore. I feel bad about eating what was once a live animal, so I make sure that it looks more like a leather shoe than a piece of meat. That way, I don't feel guilty about eating it. And on top of that, I make sure to further disguise the steak with ketchup. It's a mental thing. If I think about what that steak once was, I can't eat it, let alone enjoy eating it. Besides, I like how it tastes this way. After some delightful conversation, beverages, and warm bread and butter, the server returned to take our order. I politely told her what I would like. Steve winced at my request that my steak be cooked well done. He nearly gasped at my request for ketchup. I could tell that Steve was judging me, and I didn't like it. I had felt so comfortable with him, but now I felt like he thought I was some déclassé loser. The server was utterly unfazed by what I wanted. I'm sure she had heard far worse requests during her job in the food service industry. Steve pulled himself together and placed his order. He asked for a Caesar salad, baked potato with only butter, and his steak cooked medium. The meal he ordered was ordinary and average, but then he threw me a curveball when he asked for an appetizer. Steve looked our server square in the eye and proclaimed that he wanted calamari. I gasped. Not only was I shocked that he would order an appetizer, but the particular appetizer that he selected made it all the more shocking. The man had just ordered fried squid. As far as I was concerned, they could not give him enough sauce to dip that squid in that would disguise that it was squid. Even if each little chunk of fried squid had a bow tie and dark glasses on it, it would still not be disguised sufficiently for me. No matter what you put on it, that was squid. All seafood and fish gross me out. To me, seafood is like the giant bugs that hang out in the water. No one should eat bugs, and fish and other swimming things are dirty, and they can never be made clean enough to eat, no matter what you do to prepare them. I know, I have issues. But what others choose to eat is none of my business. I keep my thoughts and comments to myself. So if Steve is happy eating fried squid, I can support his choice to do that. It was his body, his food, and his choice. Steve grabbed a fried chunk of squid, dipped it in the sauce, and popped it into his mouth. A big smile appeared across his face, and he proclaimed the squid magnificent. He ate a few more of the crispy critters, then he picked one up and pushed it toward my face. "Here, have one," he said. "Oh, no," I thought. I quickly shook my head left and right. "No, thank you," I said as I pushed my head against the back of the booth. He leaned forward and shoved the squid closer to my mouth. "Here, try it, he insisted. He was speaking loudly and continuing to push the squid at me. He kept telling me to eat it, but this was my body, my choice, and I didn't want a squid in it. I kept pushing my head back against the booth harder and harder. I was being assaulted with an appetizer. Steve must have seen the horrified look on my face and the shock in my bulging eyes. Finally, Steve gave up, sat back, and tossed the uneaten piece of squid back on the plate. He was angry that I wouldn't try the squid. I was shocked that he was so insistent that I put something in my mouth that I didn't want there. In that brief moment, Steve's job in banana logistics had spilled into his personal life. But instead of ensuring that bananas made it from point A to point B, Steve was hellbent on seeing that the squid made it from that plate into my mouth. The calamari was all about control, and Steve didn't like it when his plans were met with resistance. This guy that seemed so medium was a control freak. He orchestrated everything. And if it was in his mind that he wanted me to try something, and I wasn't interested in what he wanted, well, that was a problem. Life needed to move smoothly for Steve. He didn't like bumps in the road. But when it came down to it, I was a bump in the road. From my well-done steak with ketchup to my issues with fish and seafood, my life consisted of a lot of little bumps. Of course, some people don't mind my bumps. Some people even like and find my bumps endearing. However, Steve wasn't one of them. After Steve threw down the harshly handled piece of squid, I excused myself to the restroom to freshen up. Steve might be able to control bananas and calamari, but he wasn't going to control me. As I stared at myself in the mirror, I decided I didn't need a free steak and ketchup and possibly dessert. Bad enough to put up with poor behavior from some guy who was shaking fried squid in my face. So I walked out of the steakhouse, jumped in my car, and sped away home. I spent the rest of the evening on my couch with my cats and a container of cookies and cream ice cream. It wasn't well-done steak and ketchup. It was something much better. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.